Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time, number 173, Barking Up the Lonely Tree. Yeah, 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 that's me, old Brim, up the lonely tree. I am again alone in the studio, It was another miscommunication by Mr. DePonte, but it's okay, he's editing this, so he will hear me ranting and raving about how I am, so sad and so lonely.
I feel so sad and so lonely, I could cry.
I don't want to die, I just want to cry. I don't even want to cry, I want to be happy. I want to give you guys my energy as I always do. Alex, very upset that you and Megan are not here, but it is what it is. And, I will overcome. I will do this show all by my lonesome once again. Why? Why, you may ask? Because I can. That's what I'm saying. But Alex did help me out. He did get me rolling again because for some strange reason, I wasn't able to get anything to work in the studio, and then it turned out to be a loose cord, a loose cable. Can you imagine? Just a loose cord, a loose cable can ruin your entire day. It can ruin your entire world. It's really, really a scary thing because you have no idea. You're running around going, what's this? What's this? What's going on? How come I can't get anything to work? Why can't I get it to record? And then you realize, well, it's because there's a little plug that's not in completely. So anyway, that being said, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Manitail Hair Care Products, discover the secret, Bear Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need, and Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world. So I will talk to you a little bit about, you know, the busy week ahead. I will talk to you about a couple of things, in terms of a couple of shows that I've been, trying to keep up on and kind of not feeling. It's really, really scary because I'm just not feeling them. And I'm going to give you guys a little more information. I promise I'm not going to, vague book you here or vague brim you here, whatever you want to call it. So the one thing that I am very, very shocked and disappointed with, and I hate to say it, but it's Tales of the Walking Dead. I don't hate it. I just don't necessarily love it. I guess I'm finding myself a little too confused. And what's happening is it seems as though it's like running parallel, to my confusion with another one of my favorite series, American Horror Stories. I mean, now again, the way that Walking Dead is and that American Horror Story was is that, they're all single episodes, that revolve around a full storyline and you have a whole season and yada, yada, yada. It is what it is. And, whether you love the season or hate the season, it's still, more or less what you're expecting from these franchises. Now, as everybody knows, if you follow me, if you listen to me, if you watch me, you know that I love Walking Dead. I love the spooky stuff. I love everything. But I have a little special place in my heart for The Walking Dead. Now, that's because, one, I've watched the show from the beginning. For those who know or those who you don't know, from when I first met Norman Reedus, and I hit it off and, I started watching the show, and I then, from there on, rolling through all the conventions that I do, I met a tremendous amount of people that have become good friends of mine over the years from The Walking Dead, some that were on the show, for quite some time and were killed off, others that are still on the show. And, that being said, it's a very special thing. It has a very special place in my heart. I've been paying attention to Fear the Walking Dead since it came on. I wasn't necessarily crazy about that, but, it grew on me and it got really good after a couple seasons. Now I don't know what's happening with it, but, it's, again, nothing too bad where I'm going, maybe not, However, this Tales of The Walking Dead. I gotta say, I'm not loving it, man. I'm really not loving it. They're simple one story per episode type dealies, and it's kind of just pulling from anywhere in the universe. It seems as though that's the case at this point. You know, they did a backstory on Alpha and Lydia, and you know, and where I absolutely love those characters in the grand scheme of things, you know, in the regular show, I'm really not necessarily feeling the, you know, that you know, single episode. And it's not because they did a bad job. It just seemed so forced. And it's also like, well, where in the timeline does that lie? You know, it's just something that I'm not crazy about. And I don't know why. I'm just not feeling it thus far. There was another episode, the first episode with Terry Crews. You know, and I was thrilled to say, all right, well, Terry Crews is coming to you know, Walking Dead. That's a real interesting thing. I wonder how this is going to work out. And you know, it felt so forced. Some of it, listen, and he's a great actor. So there's, and I love Terry Crews. So there's nothing, it has nothing to do with him or anybody else that was in that episode. It just has to do with, I guess, maybe the overall, you know, reasoning behind the episode. Because it doesn't give you enough time to truly fall in love with or get behind the characters. And by the time you do, the episode's over and that's it. It's done, you know. I don't want to ruin it for anybody who hasn't watched it yet. Again, it, like, mediocre at best. And again, I wanna ensure you, it did not have anything to do with the actors specifically. And again, I love the writing team for Walking Dead. I think they do a fantastic job. This is just, I don't know, it's just not feeling right. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just me or if it's just, you know, maybe it's run its course. I really don't think so. But, well, for me personally, I don't think so. But I'm not crazy about it. That being said, you know, then the other episode was, oh my God, I can't believe I blanked on the name. But, you know her. She, what do you call it? She's been in everything. she's the one that, I can't believe I blanked on her name. But it's not even important. What do you call it? You know, she was in Hunger Games and a bazillion other things. Pitch Perfect. So, anyway. I'm sure you guys know who I'm talking about. That being said, she did a great job in terms of what she does. The acting was on point. Everything was great. But it was just like, all right, well, this is like an episode of The Twilight Zone, not an episode of The Walking Dead. See, that's the thing. You know, like The Walking Dead has a specific, you know, specific aura to it. There's a specific reason why you watch The Walking Dead. And this show is just not giving it to you. And again, it's not a bad thing. You know, it's just a different show. So I think the people that are tuning into this new Tales of The Walking Dead is going to be expecting something that they're just not going to be receiving. And again, I'll still watch it. I don't hate it. It's just not something that is, you know, really popping for me. There was the other show that they had as well, the one with the kids, that I couldn't get behind that one. Wasn't enjoying it at all. You know, I still watched through. I still watched everything. Kind of tied some things together, which was great. You know, the acting got a little bit better, you know, as they move forward. You know what I'm saying? It's a new show, you know, new surroundings. It takes a little bit to get into those characters and really live those characters. So, you know, I gave it, you know, some time, but you know, they had the two seasons and that was it. And by the time the two seasons were up, I just wasn't feeling that at all. It did absolutely positively nothing for me. Maybe one character, two tops in the entire series, you know, got me, you know, like, oh man, I would watch more of them. And again, and it's nothing to do with the actors. I think that, you know, they did a good job. I just think it has to do with the overall story arc and the writing, and I don't know. And I don't want to insult anybody because again, I love everybody with Walking Dead. I'd love to, you know, work on Walking Dead at some point and be a part of that. But I guess I'm just a little disappointed. Maybe it's time for me to step away for a little while and not watch it for a little bit and then come back and see what I've missed. I don't know. Maybe I get a little bit of FOMO for that. But anyways, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with some more Within Brimskin.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the Wild G from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey. Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brimskin. So before break, we were talking about Tales of the Walking Dead. And now I'm going to talk a little bit about American Horror Stories on Hulu. What do you call it? So, you know, just like the whole Tales of the Walking Dead thing, I think that this American Horror Stories is a bit of a fail. I mean, I can't help it. It's just... it's not doing it for me. It's really, really, really getting under my skin, and you know, I'm taking the time out of my schedule. I'm watching, and it's just not doing it for me. I find myself here. It is. I find myself while I'm watching, going, "What the hell am I watching? Like, what's happening? What's going on right now? Why? What is the what in the actual fuck?" You know, hopefully Alex will get that. But what in the actual fuck am I watching? The last episode that just came on, that just aired on Hulu, which, mind you, was owned by Disney, so it's even, this is even wilder, had to be, it was called, what do you call it, it's called Necro, and basically, you know, the story surrounded itself, and I'm trying not to give you any spoilers, but I'm going to give them to you anyway, so, you know what, I'm spoiling this. If you guys haven't watched it yet, and you're looking to watch it, understand the next few minutes are probably going to be discussing and talking about this last episode that I just watched called Necro on American Horror Stories. So now here we go. So you were warned, forewarned. All right. So don't want to get yelled at. So it surrounds itself around this cute little blonde girl who is a, you know, she works in a morgue and she, what do you call it, you know, in a funeral home in morgue, and she's, what do you call it, she's doing the cleanups of, you know, of all the people and so forth, and, you know, she loves her job, and, you know, it turns out that she is, you know, her mother was murdered when she was younger, and, you know, like, I don't want to ruin the whole thing for you, but, you know, it was, it's like this whole sad story about that, but, you know, she's with this guy, he's good, he's an attorney, she's, you know, living life, and, you know, what do you call it, she's loving the death, too. And long story, you know, short, she meets another guy who starts working for the funeral home, and the guy is also kind of screwed up, and what do you call it? Not that it's screwed up to like what you do. I'm just saying they're both a little mentally scarred. His family, his entire family, died in a car wreck, and he was the only one that lived, and you know, so that is a whole, you know. You know, a thing in itself, and but you know, then he goes and he winds up, you know, the two of them kind of like are falling for each other, but you know, she's staying with the guy that she's with, and you know, then he the what do you call it, the morgue guy or the funeral home guy, I'm sorry, you know, decides that. You know, he goes in and he's under a sheet. So when she comes into work, he's laying under the sheet, you know, as though he's a corpse. And she thinks that he's dead. What do you call it? He's got all the incisions on him, I guess, you know, and she's kissing on him. And then she and the scary thing is I freaking called it. She hops on top of him and she slides herself on and slides him into her, and you know, so now basically she is, in for all intent and purpose, she is now, you know, doing a dead guy. And what do you call it? One of the things in terms of you know, people who've passed, you know, like their gases and so forth in the body that, you know, after, you know, they've passed, you know, things will let loose. So sometimes I'm sure most of you know that, you know, like the body will, you know, pass wind, or, you know, the vocal cords, you know, push stuff out of the mouth, and the vocal cords will, you know, to sound like saying something or make noises, and sometimes what do you call it, rigor and everything, the you know, they get an erection. So basically, you know, there she's sitting and riding a dead guy, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's just as though, you know, like something went off, and the muscle spasms or whatever, and he moves and grabs her. You know, she jumps off and she leaves, and then she freaks out, she comes back, and the body's gone. So apparently, you know, he was alive, and she's like, yeah, anyway. Long story short is the fact that they're pretty much, you know, they're pretty much did a whole show surrounding, you know, things that have to do with, you know, what do you call it, having sex with dead people. So it's pretty bizarre. It's really bizarre. And again, it's more bizarre than it is a good story. You know, it's more shocking, like, holy crap, what the hell am I watching, than, oh my God, this was a really good storyline. Like, I don't get it. And again, I understand if you want to tell a story like that, but in these, you know, 40-minute episodes where, you know, that's all the time you have to tell this story. And, you know, it's like, I can't buy into it completely. I think that, what do you call it, it is absolutely crazy that they went there in that kind of a storyline for Hulu, which is, again, owned by Disney. You know what I'm saying? Like, HBO, I could see maybe doing that. Netflix, I could maybe see doing something like that. But, you know, doing it on Hulu, that's like crazy stuff right there. Anyway, that being said, I just don't get it. And it's not just that episode. Every freaking episode of American Horror Stories has just been, it's just been, it's like reaching to be good, and it just it never hits for me. And I don't, I feel bad saying it. I think the concept is there. I think that, what do you call it, it has the ability to do something more. Unfortunately, It's just too spread out and out there to make it worth, I guess, trying to enjoy. I think it's just too much to try to figure out. I don't know. That's just my take on it. And I don't hate it. I just am not crazy about it. That's it. That's all. All right. So that being said, what do you call it? Those two shows. It's like a huge fall from grace for me for those two shows. I really expected a lot more and got so much less. I am so disappointed. As awful as that might sound, I am super disappointed about it. Anyway, moving forward, what do you call it? I definitely... I'm psyched about this weekend, or last week, I should say, because I'm pre-recording all this. I'm going to be doing the Hampton Classic again, visiting with my friends over at Mane and Tail, who you guys all know that I love to death. We're going to be over there. We're going to be spending some time watching some awesome, awesome, awesome athletes and their horses. And hell, the horses are athletes in themselves. But we're going to go watch that. We're going to do all the stuff and things. Hopefully I'll be doing, should be doing the red carpet there or some media. So that's always fun. Listen, I love what I do. I really do. So, the fact that I'll be able to, go there, be with good people and, enjoy a day outdoors with the family, with some friends and then do some media, all in all, that's a good day. It's a good day. The one thing that I don't want to do, and I'm not looking forward to, is the fact that it is out in the Hamptons. So, driving out to Southampton on the weekend during the summertime is hell. It is hell. So from me, if there was no traffic and nothing was going on, it would be like about an hour and a half tops. When there's traffic, you guys got to understand, if you don't live here on the island, there is only one way in and one way out of the Hamptons. And what happens is you get stuck in the most ridiculous, redonkulous traffic that you've ever seen. People don't know how to drive. People will go slow. People sightsee. They go, oh, I see some interesting stores over there. Maybe I should stop. Let me slow down and look. And then they don't stop. They just slow down and they're at a snail's pace. They don't pull over. They just stop in the middle of the road. And then you're sitting there wondering what the hell's going on. Other people are just, idiots and they just don't know how to drive. And again, one way in, one way out, and it's like a single lane on both sides. It's not like, multiple lanes where you could go one way in, one way out, and that's it. So, going in to Southampton is not going to be fun tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm recording it on Saturday. We're going in on Sunday. So this happened a couple days ago as far as you guys are concerned. So I can't tell you if the traffic was good or bad. I'll let you know next week on that show. But let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with some more Within Brim Skin and me just fetching.
Are you looking for something special? Perhaps a perfect Irish gift for Christmas.
Why not own a piece of the Emerald Isle?
Now available as an e-gift, you can instantly download the deed to your own plot of land.
For every plot of land sold, a tree is planted.
A step towards Emerald Heritage's goal of safeguarding Ireland's landscape for future generations.
Visit emeraldheritage.com to become a squire or a squiress now.
Again, that's emeraldheritage.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior. Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman. Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl! Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Davi from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there.
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Within Brimskin. So, yeah. Anyway, that's pretty much that with Hampton Classic and heading out east. I do want to go check out the place where I think it was called Camp Hero that Greer was talking about a couple weeks ago on the Grindhouse Radio. I heard something else about it, you know, yesterday on something that was, I think it was a Stranger Things cast or whatever. So, yeah, what do you call it? You know, I'd like to check that out, but I know I'm not going to have time this weekend, so maybe another time. Anyways, what do you call it? Let's see. What can I talk about next? What could we talk about? I had it. It was in my head. I just can't remember what the hell it was. That's what happens when you do things by yourself, guys and gals. Sometimes you just forget and you just blank out. And, you know, well, listen, it's real. It's real. And, you know, I'm here for it. Anyway, so this is one of the things that I was going to talk about, actually. Social media, guys. Social media, everybody knows, is, you know, integral for, you know, entertainers as well as, you know, businesses, brands in general. So one of the major issues is hacking, unfortunately. So many people are having these issues. It's really sad. It's scary. It's upsetting. You know, we've had it happen here in studio. What do you call it? Meg had an issue with her account. She still has not received anything back. And it's just, you know, one friend after the next. And most of it is happening because they made the mistake of clicking on a link or watching a video or making a phone call even. It's scary, man. I've had repeat friends who keep having issues with this. And, you know, and the biggest issue is that people aren't even getting their accounts back. It's taking forever for, you know, the social media companies, you know, i.e. Instagram, Facebook, you know, even Twitter, to get back to anybody. They don't look at anything. They don't respond to anything. You know, it's just ridiculous. Another thing, I don't know if you guys remember where when there was a fake account put up of me, which is, you know, it was just bizarre. I'm going, what the heck? Why would anybody do something like that? And it's because they want to have people, you know, i.e. my fans, or friends or family even, to think that it's my account and have them, you know, go to whatever link it is so they can hack into their accounts and now they lose their accounts. It is a scary, scary, scary thing. And I cannot understand why people are so cruel, but you know what I mean? After being, you know, around for so long and being in entertainment for as long as I have, seeing how people actually are, I guess I really shouldn't be that surprised. Because people are just disgusting. It really is, people. It's disgusting. It makes me ill. It pisses me off. It gets me so angry, you know, that people would do such things to good people or to innocent people or to people that are just unsuspecting. You know what I mean? A lot of the time they're preying on older people who don't necessarily know that they shouldn't be doing this or that or the next thing. But, you know, in general, right now, the big issue is, you know, people pretending to be somebody else and, you know, sending some kind of a link to say, hey, can you help me with XYZ? You know, I just need a couple of extra votes, or I need this, or can you call me, or, you know, lots of different things. And what it does is it gets into your account. So what I suggest is if you know the person, and you know them personally, and it's on social media, they message you on social and they say, hey, can you do this for me, or, you know, click this link or check this out or whatever that may or may not be, send a message to them text wise so, or make a phone call, be like, hey, just want to make sure that this was really you. Because what's what could very well be, it's a 50-50 chance that it's not. So don't click on anything that's not verified by the person that, you know, you think is sending it to you. I stopped clicking on everything because I can't take the chance of having that happen. And nothing is, you know, that integral enough that I need to take that chance. You know, sometimes people do it on an impulse. They're like, what? This is being said about me, or what? My friend needs help, or what? Something's happening to XYZ. I need to see this. So again, so many different ways for them to hack into your stuff. It's not like the old school ways where they, you know, necessarily, you know, get in by, you know, finding your password by, you know, trying to just by, I guess, trial and error, because that's how they used to do it, by trial and error. They would sit there and put machines up and have them sit and run or whatever it is, or do it by hand and try to figure out passwords and stuff. Now they do it where it's basically, you know, you click a link and that somehow attaches to your system and it gives them all the information they need. So again, I want you to be very careful, people. Be very careful. Anyway, that being said, I've got some things that are coming up. Pig Island is coming up in another week or so. That is an incredible event. So make sure you look it up, Pig Island NYC. I'll be judging there again, this week. Again, the reason why I needed to pre-tape this episode is I'll be in Manhattan judging for the New York City Hot Sauce Festival, an expo. What do you call it? So that'll be the expo's not on Tuesday. The judging is strictly on Tuesday. So what do you call it? So you definitely want to check that out. And what do you call it? The show when it comes, I believe, is closer to the end of September. What do you call it? Make sure you check out Pig Island NYC. What do you call it? Look that up. I will be there. I'll be walking around. I'm one of the judges. I'm happy to take photos. I'm happy to meet fans. Just, you know, make sure you support Pig Island and the amazing cooks and chefs that are there and, you know, giving you their all pretty much to try to impress you and feed your bellies at the same time. I know a lot of good friends of mine are going to be there, so I'm super stoked and really excited for good eats, you know. That being said, you also want us to keep in mind there is a big charity event coming up in New Jersey in Monmouth, and that is for my friend Tattoo Tony. He's doing a big charity event. I believe it is, oh my God, not next weekend. Next weekend, I believe, is, well, you know what? Maybe I should look at my calendar. That would be smart, right, everybody? So I can give you the dates. Anyway, September 10th is Pig Island, all right? And then September 17th is the Tattoo Tony charity. If you need some information on that, it's going to be from 11 to 5 on the Saturday, 1 Veterans Lane in Port Monmouth, New Jersey. 07758. Go there, support. Doesn't cost anything to get in. You know, just support by doing raffles and you know, donating and so forth. It's a great cause. You know, so I really would love the support. That's pretty much all I have for this week, guys. I mean, just you know, be out there, be aware, and, you know, just enjoy the last bits of summer that we have left, guys. Really, just enjoy it because, you know, they go too fast. And the older you get, the faster they go. Anyway, love you guys. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning into Within Brimskin. Please make sure that you tune in on every Tuesday, not only to Within Brimskin, but also to the Dirty Little Secrets Club that I do with my girl Dana Pereira. Absolutely fantastic and fun show. I promise you, you will enjoy every single bit of it, unless you're vanilla. If you're vanilla, you might not like it. But anyway, that being said, check that out. Check out WBS every week. And of course, what do you call it? My landmark show, The Grindhouse Radio, with Kim and Tom and myself and Lee Kwai Lau and Rob Medina and what do you call it? Jen Wild. What do you call it? Amy Palmero Winters. Make sure you check us out 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every single week for a brand new episode on Thursdays. And really cool. Hit me up on social media at The Real Brimstone. Thank you guys so much. Love you. Appreciate you. And I'll see you again next week.